Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And, of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three. So let's just get right into it because there's a lot to talk about today. A lot of repercussions starting to show up over Trump's announcement that he would recognize Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights. And partly it's to shore up support for Netanyahu ahead of the upcoming elections, because Netanyahu has been trailing Benny Gantz, and it's a close race. In fact, it's so close, Benny Gantz is also going to be speaking at AIPAC. And I'm sure Netanyahu's not going to be happy about sharing the stage there. And, of course, it's another way to basically make stink face at Bashar al-Assad. But it does fly in the face of international consensus. It does fly in the face of United Nations resolutions. And basically, the Golan Heights has been a part of Syria since the country acquired its independence all the way back in 1944. And despite numerous wars, claims and counterclaims, the international community continues to regard that region as part of Syria. And basically, formally recognizing Israel's annexation of the Golan would mark a break in decades of U.S. foreign policy, as well as flying in the face of international consensus. And, of course, it completely pulls the rug out from underneath the U.S. outrage over the alleged Russian annexation of Crimea. And, again, that isn't what happened. Crimea held a referendum to secede from Ukraine. Then they held another referendum to join the Russian Republic. And they asked the Russian Republic, can we come on board? And Russia said, sure. And that's exactly what happened. There was no annexation. There was no Russian invasion. But that's the official story. But even so, with Trump now basically saying it's okay for Israel to grab off a chunk of Syria, he has no more moral standing to say that Russia shouldn't grab off a chunk of Ukraine. So he shot himself in the foot there. Article coming on out from Russia Today basically saying that a big part of what's going on, of course, are the oil profits. There are huge anticipated U.S. and Israeli oil profits that are expected to be realized from underneath the Golan Heights. And Israel's already been drilling and selling, and they don't want to give all of that back. So that's another motive here. But the world is really out there saying, no, this was not a good idea. You've got the Arab League, Russia, Iran, Turkey are out there saying this is a wrong thing to do. In fact, they're basically warning the United States, this is not a good thing to be doing here. And Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Trump's statement has brought the region to the edge of a new crisis. And he's absolutely right. It has. And yet when Trump tweeted out his little plan about we're going to recognize Israel's annexation of the Golan, it'll bring regional stability. No, it has not. The Kremlin is saying this is a destabilizing move. It's even more destabilizing than moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. And even France is out there saying that Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights is against international law. So Syria, needless to say, has condemned Trump's move and issued a statement, first of all, saying that Trump's clearly showing a blind bias toward Israel. Tell us something that we don't know. And further saying that Syria is determined to recover the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. So we may be looking at a Syrian Israeli war. So much for reasonable regional stability there, Don. And of course, maybe the U.S. is thinking, well, if Israel and Syria mix it up, then we have an excuse to go back in and finally get that evil Assad. And they're going to re-escalate that war. What will Russia do? They're going to basically come on in and support Syria as they have been all along. And yet Pompeo has the unmitigated gall to say that Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis are disrupting Middle East stability. Talk about chutzpah. All right, turning to Syria, Russian attack helicopters are purging the last of the militants in northern Hama. They're continuing their strikes on the terrorist infrastructure in the Idlib de-escalation zone. And separately, two Mi-24P attack helicopters of the Russian Aerospace Forces struck several militant positions near the town of Al-Latamina in northern Hama. So what you have here is the Russians are doing the work to get the last of those militants. And Trump is trying to take the credit. You saw him out there the other day with his little maps. Look, this is before and this is after. Look at all the good that we've done. What Trump is trying to do is get out of Syria without making it look like we lost. He's going to declare victory and go home. Well, if you remember that the original goal of going into Syria was to replace Bashar al-Assad with a U.S. obedient puppet ruler, clearly the United States lost that one. There's really no other way to say it. They got whipped for fair in Syria, and they're losing in Afghanistan, too. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. This next story, was actually reported by CBS. And during his high-profile visit to Israel, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said President Trump could be a present-day Queen Esther, a figure in Hebrew and Christian biblical stories who was sent to save the Jewish people. And so Pompeo saying it's possible Trump was sent by God to save the Jewish people from Iran. Ignoring, of course, the fact that Iran has not actually launched a war of conquest against another country in about 200 years. Meanwhile, tensions with Germany are continuing to escalate. Germany is openly defying U.S. demands to spend more on its NATO budget. Germany is already chafing at the economic harm being caused by the U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel. And apparently the American ambassador to the country was out there basically being undiplomatic, leading to German calls that he be expelled. Now, of all the countries in the EU, it is Germany that has been on the receiving end of Trump's wrath since he entered the White House. And in 2 years, the bilateral relationship between Washington and Berlin has plummeted under the weight of Trump's constant verbal attacks. Trump has accused Germany of unfair trading practices over its lucrative auto exports, and he's virtually accused Berlin of treason in its dealings with Russia for natural gas, meaning the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Well, yes, Germany does have a lucrative automotive trade. They make good cars, and that is how you accomplish international trade. You make good products other countries want to buy. And that's where the United States has fallen down. We've allowed our manufacturing to decline, both in quality and in quantity. This debacle with Boeing is the latest example that our products are no longer the best in the world. Okay, over in Venezuela, Bolton is out there saying that Trump is very serious about all options on the table. Now, remember, Elliot Abrams not too long ago got pranked by these two Russian radio hosts and on their phone call said there was not a plan to directly militarily invade Venezuela. Obviously, that can be changed at a moment's notice here. But apparently something that's come on out is the reason that Maduro has arrested Juan Guaido's top aide is that apparently he was running a terrorist cell, or at least that's the accusation. So Bolton, in an interview with Breitbart, is saying Trump is very clear on this point. All options are on the table. So they're talking yet another invasion of yet another country that has not attacked us, that has not harmed us, that doesn't even threaten us other than being an inconvenience to economic interests. Over in Israel, the Gaza March of Return, the architect of all of that, Abu Artema, is celebrating its one-year anniversary. Now, we're not quite there. It's still about a week off. But the March of Return began on March 30th, 2018. It's been a weekly occurrence every week, steady as you can, for close to a year. One more week will make it a year. They did call it off, I think it was about a week ago, because of the Israeli airstrikes that were going on. But he comes on out here with a statement. Why would we die here in silence? We want our message to reach the world. We want to say to the world, here there is a people searching for a life of dignity, human rights, and freedom. Okay. And we have the weekly report on Israeli human rights violations in the occupied Palestinian territory. Apparently, Israeli warplanes launched dozens of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, running for about 5 hours. And this basically amounts to collective punishment on the 2 million Palestinians jammed into the Gaza Strip. Now, 4 Palestinian civilians, including 2 women and a child, were wounded, in addition to damaging a wedding hall, an office belonging to the Ministry of Detainees and Ex-Detainees Affairs. Several houses sustained material damage. 3 Palestinian civilians were killed and 12 others were wounded in different incidents over in the West Bank. And again, it continues to be excessive force against a relatively helpless, imprisoned population. Okay. There's been a day of mourning declared in the West Bank following the shooting of 4 Palestinians by Israeli forces in the space of 24 hours. And it's atrocious what's going on over there. It really is here. Apparently, Israel has been shelling Rafah town in the southern Gaza Strip. At least 7 Palestinians were injured, and they're saying that the Israeli artillery targeted a military lookout post east of the town, destroying the post and wounding the 7 Palestinians. The Israeli army is saying that the shelling was a response to the releasing of balloons, arson balloons, that exploded over southern Israel and, as usual, caused absolutely no damage and injured nobody. I think all of these balloons and kites are coming from agent provocateurs. I don't think Hamas is dumb enough to keep releasing a weapon with a proven record of uselessness, knowing it will prompt a retaliation. I just don't buy that. There's something that smells about that whole thing. All right. As you know, there is this United Nations report that is critical of Israel's use of excessive lethal force against unarmed Palestinian protesters. And Israel, as usual, is coming on out and saying, oh, the United Nations is biased against Israel. They're a bunch of anti-Semites. They're Jew haters. They're really not being fair at all. And they should be looking at Hamas and just ignore what Israel is doing. Well, Hamas isn't shooting Israelis with butterfly bullets. It's not gunning down unarmed Israeli protesters. That's really what it comes down to. Now, this UN Commission of Inquiry on the demonstrations said this week that Israel should investigate the shootings of more than 6,000 people. Israel has agreed to an investigation into 11 killings. That's how far apart they are. And proving that it is not just the United States government that has been completely subverted by Israel, Great Britain will oppose the anti-Israel Israel resolutions at the UN Human Rights Council. In fact, it will say they're going to oppose all resolutions brought to the UN Human Rights Council that condemn Israel. This is coming from the British Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, saying that the UN Human Rights Commission had a disproportionate and discriminatory focus on Israel. I mean, he's getting his talking points directly from the Israeli government. Denmark, Austria, and Australia are also going to oppose all anti-Israel resolutions at the United Nations Human Rights Commission. So upon what meat doth this our Israel feed that it has grown so great? Apologies to Bill Shakespeare. Jordanian King Abdullah II has reaffirmed the country's position regarding the occupied city of Jerusalem, saying that Jerusalem is a red line for Jordan. And the reason that he is taking a stand right now is because of Israel's escalations on the Temple Mount, and in particular, the continued incursions and desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque by Jewish extremists. So the pressure is built, and Israel's not going to stop until they get a regional war. That's what they want. Of course, Israel won't fight it, and they won't pay for it. You will. Here's a weird story. This is coming out of the Jewish Times, Times of Israel. Israel is going to hold a referendum on replacing Britain in the European Union. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu has promised this referendum to join the European Union because apparently Brussels is saying there's a space up for grabs after Britain leaves. And apparently this is something that Netanyahu thinks will get him more votes in the upcoming elections. Now, the last time I looked at a map, Israel was nowhere near Europe. I think it's just a campaign ploy. Meanwhile, Mike Pompeo is warning that the United States curb their security ties with Israel over Israel's growing relationship with China. And Israel and China are cooperating with each other economically. The United States doesn't like that. I think it would be a good thing for the U.S. to curb security ties with Israel. Remember that story that came out a few years ago where all of the take from the NSA's spying on all of us is shared with Israel without any filtering whatsoever. So Israel basically gets to spy on everybody in this country. I would like to see that come to an end. So, yeah, Israel, keep on cooperating with China. That would be a good thing. Over in France, and this is getting serious, as we reported earlier in the week, the French army is going to be deployed to the streets of France for this weekend's Yellow Vest protests. Macron is using the emergence of a violent element, which is probably agent provocateurs, to threaten to shut down the Yellow Vest rioters. And now French soldiers are authorized to open fire if they feel lives are threatened by the Yellow Vest rioters. So they're basically saying if the police feel their life or that of the people they defend is threatened, they're authorized to use lethal force. It could be a very, very bloody weekend. Now, maybe some in the French government are thinking, well, that'll shut them up and get them to stand out. I think that would only enrage the French people more. And Macron is sitting on thin ice. Now, here's something that's a little bit interesting. There's this advocacy group, MoveOn.org. They've been around for a while. They're urging Democratic presidential candidates to boycott the upcoming AIPAC convention conference. And surprisingly, a lot of Democrats are. We got to take a break for commercials now. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So MoveOn.org is urging Democratic presidential candidates to boycott the AIPAC conference. And surprisingly, quite a few are. And let's see, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders are not going to attend the conference. Apparently, Beto O'Rourke is not going to attend the conference. I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, will not be going. And former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro also will not show up. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, who's considering running for president as an independent, will also skip the conference. So, of course, what does Fox News say about that? Well, Fox's Pete Hegseth is saying that all these Democrats skipping the AIPAC conference, well, they at some level, they're obviously anti-Israel or maybe even anti-Semitic. And I got to tell you, Fox News is moving to the left so fast, they broke the sound barrier. Now, one thing that you will not see very often in the corporate media is the real core issue of what's going on in Gaza and the West Bank, and that's the right of return. And I'm looking at this article that came out of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, And it basically said they used the media aggregator Factiva to search the databases of three major U.S. newspapers, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. They found 45,000 articles that mentioned the Palestinian issue over the last 10 years. Of these, only 624 contained the phrase, the right of return. In other words, they don't want the American people to understand the Palestinians actually have a legitimate issue. The image they're trying to sell is the Palestinians, they're just agitating just for the sake of agitating, and they should just, you know, sit down and shut up and accept life as it is now. But life as it is now is not very good, and it's getting worse. Now, today, March 22nd, is World Water Day, and basically, this year's World Water Day theme, Leave No One Behind, has kind of an ironic feel when applied to Israel, because as we've been reporting in recent weeks, Israel has been going around the West Bank demolishing Palestinian wells, wrecking water supply systems, irrigation systems, and it's obviously part of an ongoing process. Now, back in 1994, Palestinian agriculture accounted for 13% of the Palestinian gross domestic product. Today, it's only 3%. It's just another way that Israel puts pressure on the Palestinians. Now, here's a little bit of positive news. Trump finally did something I think is smart. And that is basically he has ordered the withdrawal of the new round of North Korea-related sanctions that had been announced earlier by the U.S. Treasury. And Trump tweeted this out earlier today and apparently just backed off on the trade. The Treasury had announced earlier that additional large-scale sanctions would be added to those already existing on North Korea. I have ordered the withdrawal of the additional sanctions. Now, that is a positive step, and the ball is in your court, Kim Jong-un. It's a start. It's a step in the right direction. Now, this story is a little bit chilling, coming out of a Zero Hedge. The 31st U.S. Marine Expeditionary Unit practice seizing a tiny island and airfield with special operations airmen and soldiers as part of a new island hopping strategy. And they basically grabbed Lashima Island, which is located off the northwest coast of Okinawa, and it's training for war with China. Now, for those of you who are historians and have studied World War II, you will understand that that island-hopping campaign cost dearly in lives. I don't think there's going to be an island-hopping campaign in this next war. It's going to be fought with missiles, and hopefully we can avoid using the nuclear ones. Another little article, this one is coming out of Mint Press News, describing that the new face of America's war machine is special operations, that the days of mass troops and tanks rolling across the countryside may in fact be a thing of the past, that instead the U.S. military doctrine is special operations hitting specific targets and trying to take control of a country that way. So hopefully we're going to see some of these special operations forces get pulled out of Syria. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones now to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I called to chime in on Israel, which, by the way, there's that convention for the Israeli, targeting the Israeli lobby, anti-Israeli lobby, is on today that Grant Smith puts on. But I wanted to respond to what you were saying about the island hopping stuff and special ops and all that, and how you know, I'm an infantry guy, was you know, Ranger school, all that kind of stuff, and I can tell you right now that there's not going to be another island hopping campaign. If you mast ships at all, then, you know, remember the old Davy Crockett, you could fire a nuclear weapon. They had that in the 60s from a Jeep. And,
yes.
And, you know, it's just not going to ever happen. What would happen when you exercise for that is you need aircraft carriers, of course, and, you know, a lot of big deck ships that the admirals and the Marine Corps really love, but have no utility whatsoever against any sort of credible opponent. The other thing is, I would tell you that even special ops and I spent some time in that, is very limited. With the artificial intelligence and programmable drones, why even have targeted stuff? You don't need to, even behind the lines sneaking and peeking stuff that everybody used to do. We can't even, that can be done now by machines. And you can't even attribute those to, you know, to anybody. But, you know, I like to switch to Israel unless you want to like to talk about that or whatever, but.
Well, the comment you made about the fact that, you know, I agree with you, there's not going to be any more island hopping again because the way the technological face of warfare has changed. But it does illustrate once again that the Pentagon is preparing to fight the last war rather than the next one.
Yeah, it was even two wars ago, Mike.
Yes, John. I've lost count. There have been so many.
Yeah, but it's the last one with a huge budget is what they're preparing to fight. But yes. But at any rate, I'm watching this Israeli lobby conference. I'm recording it as I'm listening to you as well. It's really interesting. I highly recommend people to record it and listen to it or check out the Grant Smith sign. His site. By the way, he'd be a wonderful guest for you, Mike. They're talking about the enormous amount of money, which you know as much as well as anybody in the world about how much money it is, about all the laws that have been changed, about all the wars that have been fought for Israel, about all the freedoms that we lost, freedom of speech and all sorts of things, and how completely owned. And I know you were talking yesterday about how incoherent our foreign policy is. Yes, it's because we're not following our interests. We're following theirs. And, you know, at least in the Middle East, and that drives every other policy we have because we've got skin in the game there. But when you put all that together and they're spying, like you just mentioned, they're spying and have been since Obama granted them that access to all our intercepts. And they're now a member of the Five Eyes, or now Six Eyes. They're one of them. And Netanyahu came out and bragged that of all the intelligence agencies involved in the Six Eyes, they're the second largest. They're larger than England, and they're larger than Australia, and everybody else. They've got more eavesdropping than anybody except us. And you realize that they're ruining the reputations and smearing college students and college professors and not allowing people to participate in government contracts who are contrary to who support the BDS. And you realize that there's no other way to say it, Mike. This is a fifth column controlled by a foreign government using a population that is hostile, frankly, that's hostile to the United States and what we stand for within the United States, enabled by people in other people in that group who do nothing about it. Thankfully, there are people in that group that do something about it, but not enough because look where we are. And it's a fifth column, and it needs to be treated that way. It needs to be treated. The people who are doing this, these treasonous sons of bitches who are doing this to us, and the people who are enabling that, they need to be dealt with harshly. Very harshly. I mean, maybe expelled. Because how else are we ever going to get our country back? And the people the Jews who are good Americans and all that, and there are a lot of them. It's just that they're completely dominated by the ones who are involved in this. All the money has gone into this. They own Adelson, all these guys. They own all the parties. They own everything. They've got to stand up and be counted, or they're going to be counted against. And that's my basic comment. Mike,
that's starting to happen because polls of American Jews show that their support for Israel is definitely in decline. And one of the primary reasons is because they are concerned that as the world's opinion of Israel also declines, that they, even though they're not part of the Israeli government or even live in Israel, are going to be seen as part of the problem. And it's one of the artifacts, of course, of Israel's constant proclamations that it represents all of the world's Jews. And so people looking at Israel's crimes are saying, well, if it's all the world's Jews, and, you know, we're back into some really negative territory there. There are some very evil individuals out there, and you're right. More of the Jews who don't agree with what's going on should speak out. But you also need to keep in mind, it's part of their religion that you can't say bad things about other Jews. And for observant Jews, for Jews who are, you know, following their religion, that does constrain them from speaking out.
And you're right, Mike, but my rejoinder to that is that remember when they were saying, guys like Bill Kristol and all these people were saying that Islamophobia is a fact of life. You look at every movie. Well, let me ask you, when was the last time anybody in any movie has ever seen a Jewish or an Israeli bad guy? But ask yourself, how many Muslims and how many Arabs, of course, Germans, of course, bad guys have you seen? And you can't even count them. But the point is, they came out a couple years back. Remember, they called Islam a gutter religion. Remember that? That was allowed.
I remember.
That was allowed to be said. And so, you know, I would tell you that a religion that can't self-correct, that considers itself chosen even amongst themselves and can't criticize people wrong and then absolutely smears and stifles and tries to ruin anybody from the outside or inside, for that matter, who says differently, that's a sick religion. I'll come right out and say it. That's sick. That ethos of not criticizing people when they're wrong is really wrong. So
it absolutely is. And part of the problem, of course, is this, first of all, this unshakable sense of entitlement. And second, the idea that they are above societal norms. And I'll give you a good example, of course, for the Jewish holiday of Purim. It's quite common for Jews to dress up in blackface, which we're all told that blackface is now offensive to all the African Americans, but apparently when the Jews do it on Purim, it's no longer racist. It's another one of these double standards. So the problem is that at some point they're going to provoke a backlash, and it could be a global backlash, and it's going to be ugly. But it seems like if you study the last 2,000 years of persecutions and expulsions and pogroms, you find the same repeating pattern of a Jewish population that refuses to integrate with the culture around them, that views the culture around them as basically prey, primarily economically, and works to basically grab control of the society, its press, its government, until finally there is a backlash. And it's happened over and over and over throughout history for the last 2,000 years. And there's nowhere is it carved in granite that it's not going to happen again.
And Mike, can I say one more thing? And I know you got calls backed up, but this is not me, but in light of what you were just saying, if I had gone to 90 bars over hundreds of years and gotten thrown out of 90 bars, right, for doing the same things, you know, people are saying those bars are anti-Semitic. No, they're anti-Pete. You know,
yes.
I mean, was that anti-Petism? I mean, come on, what is that? They'll never sit down and look in the mirror again. Going back to your thing about never criticizing each other, they never sit down, look in the mirror, and call a spade, and hey, they're a fifth column. They've been thrown out of tons of countries because they are a fifth column, and ones that are less tolerant than us would have thrown them out long ago. So,
well, again, you need to go back and look at their religion. And I learned about it during my first marriage, where in their view, the Ten Commandments only applies to other Jews. The prohibitions against killing or stealing or lying, that's just within the tribe, and everybody else is fair game. And they actually believe this, and they feel no guilt for their behavior. And that's why they're not going to look in the mirror. In their worldview, under their religious beliefs, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Their religion actually teaches that God has exposed the Gentiles' money to the Jewish nation.
It's sick, Mike. Listen, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Same to you. And contrary to what Peter said, we don't have calls backed up. I guess everybody's on spring break. Okay, 2 days ago was the 16th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and former George W. Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer decided to basically come on out and push this Twitter thread claiming that Bush did not lie to the world about Iraq. And they're back to saying, you know, everybody likes to say Bush lied. Bush lied. No. Bush didn't lie. Really, it was an honest mistake. You know, we had the CIA, along with the intelligence services of Egypt, France, and Israel, all concluded Saddam had nuclear weapons. We were all wrong, but that's not the same thing as lying. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. I mean, that's, come on, Ari. You're not being paid to be a professional liar anymore. Yes, Bush lied. I mean, there were reasons going into this thing. There were reasons to doubt the weapons of mass destruction story. There were all kinds of counter indicators. And all these intelligence agencies that were coming up with these reports, or who supposedly came up with these reports, they never had anything to back it up. I still keep thinking back to that movie, The Green Zone. Very courageous movie. And there's that one point where the protagonist is basically screaming at these CIA agents saying, what did you guys do? You know, what's going to happen to the United States if other countries know they can't trust us anymore when we make a claim? And we're continuing to see exactly what that meant in the ensuing years. Okay, we've been talking about the U.S. military's poor quality weapons coming out from the defense contractors, and it's a real problem. They're very expensive. They don't really work. We've been talking about the Independence class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems, Freedom class littoral combat ships, also drivetrain problems, problems with the modular weapon systems, to the point where those two classes are going to get scrapped and the Navy is going back to the drawing board. So those projects, after all the money poured into them, they're never going to be used. They're never going to see combat. You've got all the ongoing problems with the Gerald R. Ford. You've got the problems with the Zumwalt. And so it shouldn't be surprised that over at rollcall.com, there was this article that the Navy routinely buys defective ships. And that's the message. Buying warships that are defective, unfinished, or both has become the norm for the U.S. Navy, because it's really not about getting an effective warship. It's about pouring more money into the defense contractors. And, of course, it leaves the overworked sailors having to deal with faulty ships in need of repair from day one. In fact, there's a joke that floats around here for the crews of the boomers. Now, we don't have any boomers stationed here, but they do pull in here every once in a while. And the joke goes that SSBN stands for Saturdays, Sundays, and a bunch of nights, because of all the overtime they have to put in trying to keep these things running. Now, contrary to the Navy's own policy, and despite spending nearly $16 billion on average in each of the last 30 years on new warships, most U.S. combat vessels are delivered from private shipbuilders with flaws significant enough to impair the vessel's ability to perform missions or to keep crews safe, according to recent audits conducted for Congress. And it's not just the Navy. Apparently, the F-35 is once again in trouble. Despite the announcement that the Navy's version of the F-35 is combat worthy, the actual index of its combat readiness appears to be going down as more and more problems are being identified. Anyway. Okay, former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland and other aides in the White House appear to have worked on a plan to transfer sensitive U.S. technology, nuclear technology, to Saudi Arabia. And that's kind of a scary situation. And I'm sure, well, you know, it turns out Israel and Saudi Arabia have actually been getting along secretly for quite some time. You were, of course, told that Israel was afraid of Saudi Arabia, which is why we had to give Israel all this money and all these weapons. And it turned out it was just this big joke, and they're all laughing. Oh, okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to come on back with the domestic political news after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Ari Fleischer's attempt to burnish W's image has already provoked a backlash from the various intelligence agencies who are in effect saying, no, you're not going to dump the blame for this on us. And they're basically providing examples of deception by former Vice President Dick Cheney, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, and other Bush administration officials in that push for war. Yes, Bush lied us into the war. Okay. All righty. Now, top Democrats are starting to admit that the Mueller report is likely a dud. And it's going to be glorious. Republicans are going to be, you know, dancing and saying, see, we told you so. And we could have told you it was a big nothing burger years ago and saved all that time and money. $12 million. That could have been better spent here. But there are multiple sources saying that, yeah, the release is going to be disappointing. There are going to be no more indictments. And they keep saying the report will be out any day. It's going to go to the Attorney General, who will make the final decision how much of it will be released to the public. And I'm going to say probably not very much of it. And the reason for that is very simple. The Democrats aren't going to let go, because the House Judiciary Committee has launched Operation Russiagate 2, and they have requested documents from 81 government agencies, entities like WikiLeaks, individuals, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, former White House counsel Douglas McGahn. Now, the committee purports to be looking for obstruction of justice, collusion with Russia, and other transgressions. This, of course, coming after Mueller spent 2 years and $12 million investigating the exact same things. So they're not going to let the dust settle. The Democrat-controlled House wants to keep the post-Mueller-Russiagate mill running for its political advantage. They're going to be trying to ride this into the 2020 elections. They're not going to let up. This is not an investigation. It's persecution. It's viciousness. All right, we have a caller waiting on the line. Michael in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I listen to your show every day. Usually get it on YouTube, but because I'm not home in time to catch it when it's live. Anyway, I called the other day, and I was unprepared because it was the end of the show, and I tried to get in under the wire. So I'd like to clarify a little bit for your listeners and yourself, maybe, about this
Well, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Okay.
On hold. Do not hang up. We got to take a quick break for station identification, and I'm going to come right back to you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.